Yep, us crazy green divas are still here, reinventing ourselves yet again. Now we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube.
You can find our videos and podcasts on all the usual places.
Still sharing low-stress ways
of living a deeper shade of green.
Hey, and welcome to the new Green Diva Show. I'm Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Lisa.
And we've got a fun show lined up for you today.
We're still in the throes of the pre-holiday.
Yeah, it's a weird holiday, too, by the way.
Is it ever?
Right? Maybe that's a good time to talk about my mug. We decided we'd bring our holiday mugs in. And
but hers is definitely more fun than mine.
It's called Calamity Wear. And I think this is the first year he has them, so how perfect is it? And we'll put a picture up for you. And for those of you who are listening, just go look up calamitywear.com. Seriously, it's called Things Could Be Worse. And it's designed like, you know, the traditional willow.
Like the English willow.
English willow, whatever, blue willow, whatever. Anyway, but there's all kinds of monsters and crazy stuff going on this mug. It's really kind of fun.
Yeah, it's
very 2020.
Uh-huh. And we got into Calamity Wear early in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and we both have blue china, so yeah. We added it to our china, and I have bowls and a couple of mugs, and now they have a Christmas version.
Yeah.
Yay!
I know. It could be worse. He guy's got a good sense of humor.
It does.
Anyway, so that was a weird little segue into our witty banter opening, which I have labeled on our little outline, witty banter.
So we're going to talk about ways that we can prepare for the holidays in giving, because holiday. Whoa, geez, how far do we have? We have about 10 days from today. I don't know when you're going to watch this, but we have about 10 days, which means this is it, folks. If you're going to do anything online, do it immediately.
Or shipping. Well, we have more.
That's what I mean.
Tinkle, tinkle. I got my... We have more witty banter to go through.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Lisa found this pretty funny headline. I mean, and it's an actual headline of a story. Ancient remains prove women have been running shit for at least 9,000 years.
Yeah.
And that's the actual headline. That's the word
they
use.
And it's a great photograph. You can find it on our Facebook page, probably.
I don't know, man.
And we'll have to throw the article up on our
website. Is mic.com, mic.com. Whatever that is.
And I think we should probably throw it up because it's so much
throw
fun.
Throw it up like bull?
No. Speaking of bull, how is your chicken?
We are down one Dottie.
Chicken no more?
Yeah. We lost a chicken this week.
Yeah,
and I'm only smirking because we've had a lot of bad chicken jokes this morning. We were talking about it. Tribute to a fallen chicken. I know. I feel like I should have written a poem for her. We have four Sussex speckled chickens, or we had four, and four Rhode Island Reds, and all of the Sussex speckled are called Dottie. I can't tell them apart. I'm a terrible chicken parent, right?
No, well, you don't want to get too
I know.
Close
like
to
like everybody
chickens.
On this backyard chicken thing, I'm on Facebook, which I really appreciate. They were very helpful. Shout out to Everything Backyard Chicken, mm-hmm. just saying. When we started to have trouble with her, I wrote to them, and people came up with some really good suggestions. Of course, they didn't help ultimately, but it was helpful.
Hey,
it made me feel like we tried.
You gave it a good try as a team, you and Wayne.
This was Dottie, and like I said, they don't really have it. So she is now nicknamed Crappie Dottie, posthumously known as Crappie Dottie, because she had a impacted crop. And I'm not going to give you a lesson in chicken anatomy. I now know more than I ever wanted to know about chicken anatomy. But, like, the poor little girl. Well, for a couple of days, she was all fluffed up in a little ball. And I thought, she's trying to stay warm. She's fluffing up her little feathers. And then finally, Wayne's like, no, I don't think that's right.
Because she's the only one doing it.
Yeah. And then we realized. So it was like, you know, 2 days into it, we realized she was in trouble. So then it was 4 days of, you know,
nursing.
Chicken nursing.
All, yeah.
Which did involve trying to make her throw up. yeah, I'm not going to go into the details, but it was, yeah.
It wasn't pretty.
It wasn't pretty. And in the end, she died in Wayne's arms. Aww. He's really devastated.
Aww,
yeah, it's very upsetting. And I'm sorry I'm smirking, but it's just, you know, unnerving, the whole thing. It really was kind of traumatic.
You guys gave it the good college try.
The good chicken try.
The good kitchen chicken try.
The good poultry try. And I want to give a shout out to my friend Carol Stevens. And I don't, her new last name is Chesnick, who's out in beautiful Montana. And she has a farm. And I wrote to her. And I'm like, help, what do you do? But she's like a serious farmer.
Right.
She's got, you know,
chicken,
lots
chickens
of chickens
are
and
food.
Ducks and sheep and goats and horses and donkeys. She's got the whole thing going on.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, she was really a source of comfort.
Yes. Well, that's
farewell,
what they
Dottie.
Say about raising chickens is it's...
Don't get attached.
Don't get attached.
Yeah. Now, what she said that they say when out there where, you know, there's a lot of livestock, she said, they say livestock always becomes dead stock. I was like, wow, geez. It's kind of true. Okay, moving on.
All right.
Moving
so
on.
We are going to talk today about ways of giving for the holidays. And some of it will be about donating. Some of it will be about...
Yeah, but I mean, we've talked about giving gifts in DIY or things you can, but this is more about donating and charitable giving and how you can give in someone's name, right?
Right.
That is focused on, in our opinion, we've looked for things that focus on climate change and our climate crisis
mm-hmm.
and how we can best be helpful, I think.
We're going to talk about companies we dig, which if you have time, if you see this right away and you have time to shop and get something in the mail, either online in the mail or something out of your, you know, out of your house to the mail, once again, do it now because it's, we don't have a lot of time left. But you can go to our website and look at companies we dig, and there's a list of companies that are doing the right thing that can... help you make decisions on shopping.
Lisa's awesome segment every week, which she's been doing a lot of homework to let us, you know, to find out what companies you're doing the homework to tell us what companies.
Well, that's
pay,
what we're
you know,
all
spend
about.
Our money
you know,
on.
What we're about is learning how to do things that are less harmful to the planet and sharing the things that we're learning. So we're taking you on our journey as we've done this for a decade together. And on our own as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so this is our shopping. This is the things that we can learn how to shop better and make changes that help the planet in the
yeah.
long run.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like buying less is one of the first things we need to do. And then buying more consciously and mindfully is the next part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still going to buy stuff. Sorry.
I'm thinking about a company that contacted me.
Oh, I know, right? What was that about?
I don't know.
Butt mask? It was a butt mask?
It was a butt mask. And I thought, I wrote back and said, you know, the first thing we think about is, do we really need this? And the second is, well, how much harm will it do?
Right, yeah, like, we don't need this.
We don't need
this. Nobody needs a butt mask. Sorry.
If you want your butt to look lovely... use a little coconut oil and do some exercise.
Do some damn exercise, some squats.
Yeah, some healthy living choices.
So I wanted to just mention our social media thing. And a few of you have subscribed to our YouTube page. Thank you. And subscribe to whatever platform you use for the podcast.
Mm-hmm. So you can find us and share us in all the usual places, and we encourage you to do that. And we encourage you, if this is something that you, what we talk about is something that you think somebody you know would like, please share it.
Yeah, and find us social media. Of course, we're out there almost everywhere as The Green Divas. And Facebook, I think it's just Green Divas, but whatever. If you search us, you'll find us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our Green Divas channel on YouTube.
And you can even ask your smart speakers to
I know.
Play the Green Divas.
Hey, She who shall not be named. If I say it, then someone's listening, their little thing might get activated or, right. You know.
I know. Well, we have others that we call on.
That's right.
Besides
now there's more than
she
just
who shall
she
not
shall
be,
not
named.
Be named. So just say, hey, blank, play the Green Divas podcast. And right. Now you can also, I watched us in the kitchen the other day on YouTube. I was like, oh, I feel like legit now.
Yes, share and click around and help us get the word out. All right, so the first segment that I am going to talk about. First, I want to give a shout out to Laura Soloway, who wrote to me last week about from journalistic.org, which is a really cool company about with up-and-coming journalists that do some great homework and have been sharing the kind of content that you don't see everywhere
else.
Oh,
yeah, 2 weeks ago we did the thing about superheroes.
Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So this is our third Christmas show. So feel free to go back if you haven't seen the other two shows to look at the stuff that we talked about for Christmas and as well. But anyway, so Laura had shared with me this really fun statistical analysis about the greenness of, or the eco-friendliness of, or not, of superheroes.
Yeah, that was
so you can
clever.
Go to our website and read that. That's really fun.
Good job, Laura. Keep it coming.
Thank you. And so this week I heard from Amelia Campbell, who sent me an analysis. It's a Twitter analysis that reveals the most influential climate activists.
Oh.
And you can find this on our site and also on saveenergy.com/UK.
Of course, we're at the top of that list, right? The climate activists
Not
on
yet.
Twitter.
But
yeah.
I will say,
I do fail at Twitter. I'm sorry. I'm there. We're there, but
I've been sort
live,
of off
help,
the.
Live.
We're gonna get Liv to help us out on Twitter. But I'm actually getting more active on Twitter.
I know.
I love the information I get, and I was happy to know that. I am three of those on that list, on the top 15, I already follow. So that was kind of cool. But here's what the analysis was about. They analyzed thousands of tweets from popular climate science activists on Twitter. And the words are, I just want to say, words are powerful, folks.
Mm-hmm.
The words we use... The words we put out in the universe, whatever it is, even when we're sitting having a cup of coffee and talking about other people, just be careful about the words you use. I just feel that way, and I feel that way about what we put out there on social media especially. And so...
I think even the words we use internally in our own minds...
I agree
...are
with
the
that.
Most dangerous to ourselves. And it's really hard to retrain yourself to not think bad thoughts about
mm-hmm.
yourself or others,
mm-hmm.
you know, using bad words internally, whatever.
Right. It's a practice, it takes a while to shift.
Mindfulness,
back to that. But anyway, this analysis takes into consideration the frequency of positive words in comparison to negative words in their tweets, revealing which activists are the most influential.
So I've never heard of Dr. Johnson.
I hadn't either, but I'm following her now.
Yeah.
And so her tweets are 6 times more positive than negative. Our young friend Greta is the most negative of the top 15, and she's 0.44 more positive tweets than negative. So she's pretty close to equal on positive negatives. But
I have to kind of squint in because it's like, you have the graphic in here, and I'm like... Oh.
We will share the graphic online on thegreendivas.com so that you can see this. And actually, I think I'll probably have Liv put it up. But if you want to really spend time on it, which is kind of fun to do, it really talks about which three most positive words that somebody uses and three of the most negative words that person uses. And then there's 15 of them.
It's kind of interesting. It's an interesting way to analyze and look at it and rate and rank,
mm-hmm.
you know, influencers.
So the three most popular positive words that have used through all of the analysis were love, great, and justice. And there were four most popular negative words, and they were crisis, bad, band, and hell. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so it's a really cool
and interesting. I could think of worse words, honestly.
I know, but yeah, and we've probably used them too. So on that note, just try to put some positive stuff out there for a change. We've had enough.
Yeah,
right here. People, you know, behaving badly.
We try to be solution based here. We try to offer solutions and positive ideas and ways that we can address some of the problems and the negativity out there. There's plenty of negative. There's plenty of bad news. I mean, seriously.
I'm super sensitive now to even the entertainment out there. There's some brilliantly written television series that I can't watch because I just don't have any tolerance left for people behaving badly. When it's all about people behaving badly, and you know it's only going to get worse. Once I get hooked on something and I'm really enjoying it, and then it starts to show the dark side of everybody, and I'm like, I'm done with that. There's enough of that in the world today.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So Lisa did, and we can go through it very quickly because we've got a lot of ground to cover.
Yes.
We still need to do your segment. but last minute gift ideas, which, you know, if you're watching this even today when we put it out, last minute is
get
now.
To it. We're running out of time, folks.
And you're saying, yes, Mom.
The first one I thought was really great and was Babbel, which is a language app, and they're doing a 50% off right now. And so for $60 for 6 months, $96 for a year, and only $200 for a lifetime of language lessons. And that's, you know, most of the usual languages that you would want to learn. I think it's awesome. And then another one is audiobooks.
Yeah.
I have a list here of some of the audiobook companies that
Than Audible.
Well, Audible's on it, but I have other ones as well.
I mean, I think it's good. People don't realize there is more than Audible.
You can also get a lot of free audiobooks from your library, but I'm thinking about this as memberships for as gifts for those that are stuck at home. Those that travel are good options for that. They're great road trip audiobooks, but I have some elderly friends that can't really read so much anymore and listen to audiobooks a lot, so those would be good for that. This one I came up with. I have a friend who has been worried about his mom. She's in her 90s, and she's still in really good health, and her mind is actually pretty sharp. But she's feeling like she doesn't have purpose in her life. And I thought the other day about, what about writing your history for future generations? And I think that's kind of daunting for a lot of people. So I think these autobiographical prompting journals are a great
where
idea.
They ask a question.
They ask questions, and you can elaborate, and it helps you. And you know, even if it's just a way to get started, it would be a great gift for somebody who's feeling isolated and lonely and stuck as a way to have some purpose.
I keep tinkling. Sorry.
Yes, your tinkle, necklace. Tinkle. That's your necklace she's talking about.
Yeah. Not like that, no. Well, good. These are all great suggestions. Very thoughtful.
And then you've been making a list of some donating gifts. Gifts that you can...
Yeah, when you want to either for the end of the year for yourself, if you want to donate to organizations, or if you want to donate in somebody's name, which, you know, they may or may not appreciate. Some people do more than others. I know my grandkids would be like, really? Thanks. They would appreciate it, but
now that they're older, they still wanted toys and jewelry and clothes, it wasn't as fun for them. But now
kids
appreciate
it. The world, especially this year, has gotten so wacky, you know, and in this country in particular, where funding is drying up for a lot of organizations, or money is being diverted to healthcare and other important things because people are suffering all over. Climate change has, you know, it's taken a back burner to a lot of what's going on with COVID and politics or whatever. So
having said that, all of these other issues that we're worried about won't matter anymore if we don't really fix the planet as soon as possible or work on stopping this process. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, the planet will be fine. It's us that's going to disappear.
Perish. That's true.
Planet has a nice way of fixing herself.
I know, you know, but we do want to look after our children's children.
Well, yeah. So one of our favorite organizations is EWG, which is Environmental Working Group, EWG.org. They do an awful lot of homework, really intense scientific analysis, mm-hmm. and rank companies and products by sustainability, toxicity, safety, earth friendliness, all these categories that they cover, whether it's makeup, they have a whole makeup database.
Cleaning products.
They do the the analysis every year on food.
The
Clean
12,
15.
The Clean 15.
Oh,
and
the Dirty Dozen.
And the Dirty Dozen. Which are your fruits and vegetables that if you have to make a financial choice about how to spend
your organic,
money.
Organic, non-organic.
Organic and non-organic, which ones to go organic.
Yeah, sometimes there's some surprises there.
And they're also advocates for policy change.
Yeah.
So they use all of the scientific studies that they work on to change.
Yeah, to make policy. Change, to help, you know, whatever. So EWG.org, they obviously could use money.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered this Coalition for Rainforest Nations. There are so many different rainforest, wonderful rainforest organizations. And by the way, we need the rainforests. They have been disappearing faster than they, you know, like dangerously fast.
Mm-hmm.
And trees and the rainforests are the lungs of our plant. They clean the air.
Right.
And like a million reasons. Anyway, this coalition is an organization of over 50 rainforest conservation, preservation around the world organizations. And they're rated very high in terms of charity. So rainforestcoalition.org is a great way to say Merry Christmas, Happy mm-hmm. Holidays to Mama Earth.
Mm-hmm.
One of the organizations I thought about is Earth Justice. It's funny, I was listening to the radio this morning, listening to NPR, and I think they had an ad, Earth Justice. And I love the tagline, because the Earth needs a lawyer. Needs a good lawyer.
Because
the
good
Earth
lawyer.
Needs a good lawyer. And I've often thought about the fact in this year in particular, but since he who shall not be named was voted president, there was a lot of discussion about how lawyers and the law could save us, could really. And I have to say, I have been really impressed in how the law has been followed, even by Republicans who don't love the outcome of this last election.
But still listen to the law.
But they're following the Constitution. Anyway, so Earth Justice, they're doing a lot. I wanted to I had a couple things written here. It'll be on the website, but their quote, the way they describe themselves is, we wield the power of law and the strength of partnership to protect people's health, to preserve magnificent places and wildlife, to advance clean energy and combat climate change. And the 79%, which means 79 cents of every dollar, goes to contribute directly to their program work, which is pretty good. They have a high rating. They do. And the last one, there's a couple more, but Lonely Whale, which is a fun organization that's backed by some pretty powerhouse celebrities. It was started by Adrian Grenier and producer Lucy Sumner. We have interviewed Dr. Dune Ives, who runs the organization, is their executive director. But they're the ones. They do a lot of different things to help ocean preservation. Again, there are a lot of great organizations for ocean conservation preservation, but
which we need as much as the rainforest.
Yeah, all of them. So pick one. But I like Lonely Whale. I like the work that they're doing, their outreach, and they've already had a tremendous impact through their programs. And one of them was #StopSucking, which we've talked about before. But they had a really big impact to the point where cities were actually banning plastic straws as a result of really their program, you know, their influence. As here's just a couple of weird statistics. And there's a three reasons why you want to consider donating to the Lonely Whale or any good ocean conservation. In the year 2050, the ocean will contain more plastic than fish. Like what? What?
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
By weight. Yeah, that's crazy. Only 9% of all plastic produce, only 9% of plastic being produced is now recycled. That's gone down. It used to be like 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Okay. 80% of marine debris is plastic waste. There you go.
Those are things we've already talked about, and you can read more about it on our blog.
And then, Lisa, you picked out WWF, which you can't go wrong with World Wildlife Federation.
They've been around for 50 years, and they've done a great, great job. And right now they've got these awesome – I mean, they always had apparel and gifts and things like that, but they have this offering that's just – brilliant. And of course the little stuffies, and you can, they become adoption kits.
Right.
So,
so animals that are in trouble or that they're contributing to try to help, they have little stuffed, soft, plushy animals.
Right. And they have in a really cool array of socks and things like that. So, one thing that before we go, I'd like to talk about,
Your segment.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
companies. That's what I'm talking about.
So I want to introduce that. We're going to go to our segment, Companies We Dig, and Why You Should Too. I wanted to do that.
Okay. And you did.
And I did. Okay.
So Companies We Dig is going to be a regular segment on our blog, which you can go to. Well, you'll see on our website, thegreendivas.com. A segment, and it just scroll down. There's just a whole bunch of companies.
It's a page, not a segment, just so you know.
It's a page, not a segment. Sorry. Anyway, so today's company that we dig, as always, brought to you by YourArbor.com. YourArbor is a browser extension that helps you shop your values. When you're shopping online. So briefly, they have a survey that helps you helps them see what your values are, and then it scores it for you when on each company that you try to shop from.
It's pretty simple and really powerful tool for you to stay aligned with your values when you shop online.
Yeah, it's
Do
great.
It.
We love them.
Do it.
So this week's company is called BioLite. So about 10 years ago, I used to work for MSN as a
field producer?
Road producer. So I went and I interviewed this company when they were pretty new. At that time they had one stove. These guys are tech geeks and they love the outdoors. So they wanted to solve a problem that they were coming up with when they were camping. And they came up with this small stove that cooked very hot for food, and only used a tiny bit of fuel. So it was just a few twigs and sticks to get it going, and it charged their telephones.
Pretty nice.
So that was a really cool combination. Well, what they realized after they had decided that they were going to create this product, that it really serves developing countries.
Right.
That don't have, you know, nearly 50% of the world's doesn't have electricity in their homes, and so
let
me go back
here. Don't we? Although we won't if we get that big snowstorm.
So, I have traveled in Western Africa and in communities where the cooking was done in a hut, and that was really damaging to women's health.
Right, open fires with wood and not proper ventilation, you know. Yeah, that's
right.
Not uncommon, right?
These stoves produce so much less smoke and use so much less resources that it became safer for the women who were cooking. And I'm just going to read what their mission is. Energy is essential. Energy sits at the center of our lives, keeping us safe, productive, and comfortable. Energy improves health, combats climate change, and enables communication and education, generates income, and empowers women. Nearly half the planet lacks clean, affordable household energy. Cooking meals on smoky open fires and having little or no electricity in their homes. At BioLite, we engage in two distinctive customer segments, off-grid households in emerging markets and outdoor recreation users seeking fuel-independent cooking and charging. Yeah. So they have all this whole new array of products. It was 10 years ago when I first met them, and I just bought a really wonderful bigger stove for my son and his family, and they're
so
a great company.
So BioLite, L-I-T-E?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Do it,
and
people.
You can shop at them in REI and L.L. Bean and lots of other places.
There's a cool company doing cool stuff.
Go directly to their website as well.
A company we dig.
A company we dig.
And you should too.
All right.
So I guess that's it. What's like we've run out of time.
I just want to say before we go, I want to ask you to remember those who are home alone, maybe struggling a little with isolation. Call them, do FaceTime, do Zoom, whatever. Just check in on those that might really appreciate a little of your joy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great idea all the time, but especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during the holidays.
Right.
So you can find out information about this particular episode, more details that we've been talking about at thegreendivas.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's it.
All right.
I hope you have a happy, healthy, green holiday.
Happy holidays.
So, what'd you think?
Let us know.
And in the meantime, follow our YouTube channel. Follow The Green Divas on Instagram, Facebook, all the usual social media hangouts. And now you can ask your smart speaker to play The Green Divas podcast.
And I have a favor. Please share this with your friends. Thanks in advance.